Many people in Jubilee Park have lived here for decades. They've watched it change from solid and middle class to crime-ridden and poverty-ravaged to what it is today, a quiet neighborhood with a pretty good safety record and plenty of folks who are still on the financial edge. Jubilee Park is friendly to newcomers, too. Trisha Oliver thinks so. She and her son Jaden found an apartment here 4 months ago to be near family.
I moved from New York City, and then I came down to Dallas.
She lives down the street from the Jubilee Park Community Center. Eventually, Jaden will attend the after-school program there. He's in pre-K now, but he doesn't read like a just-turned five-year-old. Mom recorded them reciting a book called My Mommy and Me.
And your brave little trooper.
Good job.
She had two jobs when she moved to Dallas, one at Whole Foods, another at Radio Shack. That meant working 7 days a week.
Some days I would go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning to Whole Foods, leave there at 11, and then run to Radio Shack and do maybe another 4 or 5 hours.
It added up to 60-hour weeks, and she barely had time to breathe. After saving enough for an apartment, she dropped the second job. Oliver now works 35 hours a week at Whole Foods and makes $10 an hour. That's 38% more than the minimum wage. She doesn't get government assistance or child support. 10 bucks an hour is it.
My reality is that rent is due on the first, and I try to pay that before the first even comes. The water bill is due, light bill is due, cell phone bill.
Her take-home pay? $1,100 a month. To feel comfortable with all her expenses, she thinks she'd need almost twice that.
Like $2,000 a month, knowing the lifestyle that I live, which is not the movies or the Chuck E. Cheese or the Dave and Buster's. It's just bills and necessary items. I'd say I'd be able to live comfortably with that.
Researchers agree. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has come up with a living wage calculator. It estimates a single mom with one child needs to make $19 an hour. So how are you supposed to survive if you don't make that much? Candace Thompson with the Jubilee Park Community Center says there aren't a lot of options.
I could only hope that there would be family that would be willing to care for my child while I would be away at work. But a lot of people don't have those resources.
Trisha Oliver is lucky. Her mother keeps Jaden after preschool lets out.
Before I came here, I was paying for daycare, which was $150 a week. And then I was still paying someone $45 to watch him on Saturdays and Sundays. And at that time, I was only making $8.10 an hour.
It's even tougher if you have several children. Let's go back to MIT's living wage calculator. If you're a single parent with three kids, you need to make almost $29 an hour to get by. That's $60,000 a year. Those kind of jobs are almost impossible to find. That's what pushes people like Lori Larea. She's president of the nonprofit Workforce Solutions of Greater Dallas.
Getting a check isn't necessarily going to be the solution. They have to get employment and living wage, meaningful wage, and sustain that for a long period.
Larea says trying to augment income with a second job, especially with kids in the mix, can grind even the hardest worker down.
You and I both know if you have a child and you have two jobs, what's the likelihood of beginning to erode that work ethic and that work record? Showing up on time, being too tired, having a sick child.
Workforce Solutions hosts workshops, helps connect people with certification programs and training. Staffers even tweak resumes. It's not an easy mission.
We're still looking in this region at about 140,000 people who aren't working, plus those who are underemployed working for too little wage.
Like Trisha Oliver, her mission is to provide for her son. She wants to be able to order his school uniform pants without worrying. She wants to enroll him in karate. She wants to give him the birthday he deserves.
His birthday was just Monday, and I couldn't even buy him the bicycle that he wanted. We went to Walmart, and he wanted an $80 bicycle. And he's a kid that understands, so he knows that the bicycle will come, but just not now.
I am very, very happy when I am with you.
With or without that bicycle. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
He is.